Number 107 from September of 2004, Lutheran Worship Preferences. I was reading an article recently that included survey results about what Lutherans prefer in their worship services. It quickly became clear that Lutherans are not in agreement on this issue. Some Lutherans like contemporary services, while others like only traditional hymns and organ music. Some like the worship supplement, while others wish we had the old red hymnal back. Most did agree that they like short, interesting sermons, however. Generally speaking, these preferences ran along the lines of age differences, as you might expect, but not always. Some older Lutherans really like contemporary services, and some younger ones don't, for example. Lutherans in America come out of largely German, Slavic, and Scandinavian backgrounds. Between the influences of German regimentation and Scandinavian piety, we turn out to be a group that is not too wild or demonstrative in our worship. We are a staid and steady bunch, I guess. Martin Luther cautioned against becoming overtly emotional, and we really took that to heart. Lutheran worship has been characterized by a quiet, reverent, meditative atmosphere. I remember how my grandfather used to love to slump into a pew and get rest from hard work and peace of mind through the familiarity of the service. There is much to be said for the meditative mood and the stability of a liturgy that goes all the way back to the early church. I grew up with this and am comfortable with this. However, younger Lutherans and people who do not come from a Lutheran background tend to look for a more celebrative kind of service. They like quicker tempo in the music, modern wording in the scripture readings, and a more joyful atmosphere. They believe that it is okay to clap their hands in church, even for things other than a children's performance. They may even utter an amen or praise God at points not listed in the order of the service. They have even mentioned Lutherans as being cold fish from their perspective. Some larger churches try to solve this issue by having two distinctly different kinds of worship services each Sunday morning. In small congregations like ours, this has proven to be more divisive than it is helpful. Probably what we and other small congregations will have to do is to try to offer something for everyone at times in our worship, recognizing that not everybody will be happy all the time. So while we retain our traditional service on most Sundays, we can have contemporary services at times. We also will be having special music of different types on some Sundays. We will try to keep the sermons more interactive. We will be gradually introducing new hymns from the worship supplement. We have begun greeting and passing the peace now like we mean it. We must bear in mind that people don't come to church anymore because they feel they should or because everybody else does, like when I was a kid. People come with specific needs, usually at crisis times in their lives. They are looking for interaction, help, and comfort from people who surround them with love and acceptance. If they don't find that, it doesn't matter what type of service we have. We are a fellowship of attraction, not promotion. My vision for our blessed Savior is that we become the most attractive bunch of Christians that we can be in our warmth, our caring, acceptance, and joy. Members and visitors alike will be surrounded with a love that will not let them go, just like God's love for us.